a very prolific and popular singer from Ukraine by the name of Marta Shpak. And there she was with Moya Zemlya, My Homeland. Вітаю вас всіх, шановні радіослухачі, на радіопрограму «Наш голос» Радіо Українського коріння. При мікрофоні Павліна Макуарі. Дякую, що рішили перебути зі мною наступну годину. Hello there and welcome to «Наш голос» Ukrainian Roots Radio here on AM 1320 CHMB Vancouver. I'm Pavlina, your host. Thank you so much for joining me. We have got a great program lined up for you. We've got Ukrainian food flair and a bit of a blast from the past. And this is Natalka Buchak doing a series of recipes from a book that our storytelling group kind of stumbled across. It was written in 1929, and she kind of brings it to life, makes it contemporary. So stay tuned for that. As well, we've got a Rushnichok story, and Stefan Andrusiak will be along to tell us all about the story of Marichka. And we will have Ukrainian Jewish heritage, and we'll have an encore presentation, the story of Ludwig Rosenberg, the Jewish sharpshooter from the World War I era, Sichuvi Strelci era. As well, our usual proverb of the week, other items of interest, and great Ukrainian music, some from the audio vault, and others that's more recent. This one goes back a little ways. It is the Viper Brothers, Bratiha Dukine, and Zvozdochka Moya.
Я зовсім не пойму. Ти поступила слеза. Я растерялся на мгновение, але тримал себе в руках. Сказав тобі, я моя девочка, чекав, що ти ще повернеш. Любов за гроші не купується, я знав, що скоро то поймеш. Зазвочка моя, тихо для тебя, заспіваю пісню цю за душе.
Thanks to the foresight and generosity of its donors, the Taras Shevchenko Foundation has been investing in the future of the Ukrainian-Canadian community for the past 50 years. Since 1963, the Taras Shevchenko Foundation has been funding initiatives that strengthen our Ukrainian-Canadian identity and enhance our Ukrainian-Canadian cultural heritage. These include fine and performing artists and arts groups, museums, cultural centers, education, as well as authors, journalists, and the Ukrainian-Canadian media, including this program. The foundation strives to become the premier not-for-profit foundation in a Canada which acknowledges the Ukrainian-Canadian community as a fundamental component of Canadian society. Nash Holis listeners are encouraged to support this vision through continued donations into the future. To apply for grants, make a donation, or for more information, contact the Shevchenko Foundation at 204-944-9128, toll-free 1-866-524-5314, or visit shevchenkofoundation.com. That was Veseli Muzike, Happy Musicians from Ukraine, and that is from a collection of 200 MP3s, a CD that I picked up in Ukraine a couple of summers ago. And that song was Kolab Mene Zranku, a song about drinking and chasing girls and partying and just that kind of timeless stuff that just goes on generation after generation, and thank goodness that it does. Up next, also from that same CD of 200, collection of 200 Ukrainian folk songs, up next is Dmytro Hnatyuk, and traditional Ukrainian folk song. You don't hear that often. I recall hearing it first time, and I think the only time until very recently, from my Baba. My grandmother used to sing this song, and it's this village song about someone who perhaps didn't marry as well as they could have and is now having some regrets. Perhaps the old adage, marry in haste, repent at leisure. Here is Dmytro Hnatyuk with Ususida Chata Bila, My Neighbor's White House.
Хата біла, у сусіда жінка вила, а у мене ніхто тинки, нема щастя, нема жінки, а у мене ніхто тинки, нема щастя, нема жінки. Сусід раніше мене сіє, у сусіда зеленіє, а у мене ні порада і нічого не сіяно, а у мене ні порада і нічого не сіяно. За сусідом молодиці, за сусідом і вдовиці, і дівчата поглядають, ці сусіда полюбляють, і дівчата поглядають, ці сусіда полюбляють. Є у мене сусіданка, люба мила дівчинка, та не знаю, що робити, бо боюсь куди ходити, та не знаю, що робити, бо боюсь куди ходити. Сусідонько, люба мила дівчинонько, ой, яка ж ти гарнесенька, як сніжечек білесенька, ой, яка ж ти гарнесенька, як сніжечек білесенька. Одна була полюбила і рученьку заручила, і та потім так сказала, що я тебе не кохала, і та потім так сказала. Що я тебе не кохала.
And now, Ukrainian food flair with Natalia Buchok and a taste of Galician cuisine from 1929.
Vitaimo, welcome to Ukrainian food flair. I'm here to take you on a little trip down memory lane as we explore a fascinating piece of Ukrainian culinary history that I'm translating into English. Halitska Kuchnya, which means Galician cuisine, is the cookbook of one Olha Sinatovich, written in Lviv, Western Ukraine, in 1929. Now, I don't know nearly as much about Olha as I would like, but I can tell you that she came from, at the very least, an upper-middle-class family, and that she was an artist who lived in Vienna for a time. We do have some photos of her, which I'll upload to the Nash Hollis website and blog. Make sure to check them out. They are absolutely gorgeous. In one photo, Olha wears a beautiful feathered hat, one of those giant confections popular in Western fashion at the turn of the century. She's dressed in an Edwardian outfit. Think of movies like A Room with a View or My Fair Lady. Certainly not the sheepskin coat or wreath of flowers and ribbons that I had expected to see. But back to cooking with Olha in the 1920s. For kitchens around the world, the 1920s were a heady time. So I thought I'd spend a little bit of time talking about what Olha's kitchen might have been like. This was an era which saw the first built-in cabinets, the first refrigerators, and the first electric and gas stoves. Up until the 1920s, kitchens had no built-in cabinetry, which also meant no countertops, and cooking would have been conducted on a wood stove with a work table for prepping and a sink for washing up. Presumably, our Olha had a modern kitchen. If she had built-in cabinets, they would have had aluminum drawers with bins of oak. The wood repelled mealworms. And trust me, that's something you don't want to find in your flour. Mind you, they are high in protein and are used as feed for reptiles. In fact, I even found a recipe online for mealworm chocolate chip cookies. But I think I'll skip sharing that recipe with you. Anyway, if Olha did have that modern kitchen, her cabinets would have also had a built-in garbage drawer for scraps. They would have been of solid wood, like oak, walnut, mahogany, or pine. And you've got to love this. These kitchen cupboards did not stand on support legs. They sat flat on the floor so that the modern housewife could save herself the chore of cleaning beneath them. Her kitchen would also have been designed to optimize workflow. These ideas, believe it or not, represented major breakthroughs in kitchen design. So it really was an exciting time for kitchens. Appliances? Olha might have had a simple egg beater. Or she could have had a KitchenAid stand mixer. Yep, they were around by 1929. Of course, they cost $189.50, or about the equivalent of $2,000 in today's money. And they weighed a hefty 65 pounds. Out of curiosity, I went and weighed my own KitchenAid stand mixer. 23.6 pounds. They've gotten just a tad lighter over the years. Legend has it that when the KitchenAid mixer was being tested and the manufacturer was trying to come up with a brand name, one of the executive's wives said, "I don't care what you call it. All I know is it's the best KitchenAid I've ever had." Even though refrigerators were on the market by the late 1800s, I don't think Olha was lucky enough to have one. In her book, she talks about letting dough rest either in the basement or on a slab of ice. This means she likely had an ice box, a cumbersome precursor to our modern-day fridge. The problem with those early fridges was that they often used poisonous gases as coolants. They were also designed for little more than making ice cubes and keeping dairy and meat products fresh, which meant they were small with teeny tiny freezers and no shelves on their doors. A little like those teeny fridges you have when you're a student and you're trying to shove your leftover pizza into them along with your beer. And what about the all-important stove? Well, the turn of the century found many women still using coal-burning stoves. These meant starting a fire each morning, constantly tending the fire, emptying ashes, and applying a waxy black polish to keep the stove from rusting. That's hours of work right there, and we're not even cooking yet. But gas-burning stoves now, they took way less work to maintain, and the stove's surface remained largely cool when cooking. A definite safety bonus. And then in 1915, a major development for the gas-burning stoves was introduced, a thermostat for the oven. Olha's oven probably didn't have a thermostat, though, as she talks only of having your oven hot and doesn't give any temperatures in her recipes. And the recipes in her cookbook now, they're quite sophisticated. This shows the influence of Vienna, the capital of the Austro-Hungarian Empire, which ruled Western Ukraine at that time. The Austrian nobility routinely brought in French and Italian chefs to cook for their banquets and celebrations. So the luxury and festive style of the dishes prepared by these foreign chefs soon began to influence the existing Ukrainian cuisine. Although most dishes were kept in their traditional form, modern variations of those dishes are present in most Ukrainian homes today. And when we meet again, we'll be talking about Olha's ideas about sandwiches. So this is Natalia Buchok of Food Flair, leaving you with this question to ponder. How many sessions with a chiropractor would you need if you had to lift a 65-pound KitchenAid mixer?
Thank you, Natalka. Дякую. Join us again next week for Ukrainian Food Flair here on Nash Holos Ukrainian Roots Radio. Ukrainian Jewish Heritage, hosted by Renata Hananets in cooperation with the Jewish Heritage Museum in Lviv, Ukraine. This special Nash Holos feature is brought to you by the Ukrainian Jewish Encounter Initiative based in Toronto, Ontario.
Добрий день! This is Renata Hananets at the Faina Patryakova Scientific Center for Judaica and Jewish Art. in Lviv, Ukraine. Welcome to this week's look at Ukraine's Jewish heritage. The Legion of Ukrainian Siege Riflemen, Sichevi Strelci in Ukrainian, was the first Ukrainian military unit of the 20th century. The siege fought on the site of Austro-Hungary was dreams of independent Ukraine in the near future. Among the Sichevi Strelci were many Ukrainians of Jewish descent. Ludwig Rosenberg, also known as Volodymyr Chernyi, was a highly honored senior member of the Siege Riflemen. Unfortunately, in the early 1920s, he was seduced, then betrayed by the communist ideology, which left him a broken and a marked man. One of our museum's founding members, Yaroslav Dashkevich, knew Rosenberg, who had been close friends with his parents, also well-known Ukrainian independence activists. Yaroslav's mother was Olena Stepanyev, the first Ukrainian woman officer and a cornet of the Sichevi Strelci. His father, Roman Dashkevich, was a general in the Ukrainian National Republic Army. Yaroslav was born to Olena and Roman Dashkevich in 1925. He became an honorary scientist of Ukraine and an illustrious scholar who worked with the Rushevsky Institute of Archaeology at the National Academy of Sciences of Ukraine. In 2008, 2 years before he passed away, Professor Dashkevich shared his recollections of Ludwig Rosenberg with Dr. Yuri Oppelbaum, a historian at our center. A transcript of the interview and Rosenberg's complete memories can be found at our website. Yaroslav Dashkevich was 14 when he met Rosenberg, who came to visit his family in the fall of 1939. World War II was already underway, and Yaroslav's father had fled Lviv. Dashkevich recollected Rosenberg telling his mother about his brutal treatment while imprisoned in a Polish concentration camp and of his dream to settle down in Bielikamień. They also discussed the alarming situation emerging because of the war. Rosenberg's illusions towards communism had been shattered. He was again able to see the political reality from a purely Ukrainian national stance. And between the communists and the Nazis, Ukraine's future looked very grim. It was obvious that Rosenberg considered himself a Ukrainian. He spoke impeccable Ukrainian, and his letters written in Ukrainian are stored in the Central Historical Archive of Lviv. The feeling was mutual. At that time in Ukraine, Dashkevich recalled the ethnicity was irrelevant. What mattered was a person's attitude towards Ukrainian independence. Many Jewish Galicians were eager to join the Ukrainstvo, the Ukrainian identity and nationhood. The Ukrainian nationalists warmly welcomed them into the community. For Jews in Poland, it was much different. The Polish community was heavily influenced by the anti-Semitic propaganda of the Polish National Democratic Party. In Ukraine, however, Hitler's genocidal policy towards the Ukrainian Jewry was widely considered a crime against Ukraine as a country. Because of this strong sense of unity, many Ukrainians, including the commander of the Ukrainian insurgent army, Roman Shohevich, willingly sheltered Jews from the Nazis, despite the danger. Freedom-loving Ukrainians, including many Jews, fought a losing battle between two evil forces during World War II. Millions lost their lives to one or the other. Former Siege Rifleman Rosenberg lost his to the communists during Stalin's mass repressions in the western Ukraine between 1939 and 1941. After Rosenberg's death, Yaroslav Dashkevich worked tirelessly towards reconciliation between the Ukrainians and the Jewish people. Not least of all because Jews helped him survive the years of Soviet oppression. In the Gulag and during the many times he faced starvation after being fired by the Soviet dictatorship for his dedication to Ukrainian national goals. The lives of Rosenberg and Dashkevich are only two of the legions of lives that symbolize the deep and strong historic bonds between Ukrainians and Jews, bonds which are a constant threat to outside forces with vested interests. You can find out more about Ludwig Rosenberg and Yaroslav Dashkevich at our website www.jewishheritage.org.ua. This is Renata Hananets at the Faina Patryakova Scientific Center for Judaica and Jewish Art. Until the next time, shalom.
Thank you, Renata. Shchiro dyakuyu. Join us again next week for another episode of Ukrainian Jewish Heritage here on Nash Holos Ukrainian Roots Radio, brought to you by the Ukrainian Jewish Encounter Initiative. Ви слухайте українську радіопрограму «Наш голос» на багатомовній радіостанції AM 1320 CHMB у місті Ванкувері.
Я ж наша революція, ми знаємо вже час. Разом змінимо цей шлях. Кажу, це еволюція, ми знаєм, що нам дороги іншої нема. Тих, що впали, не забуде час, їхні мрії ще живуть у нас. Україну вже!
Dunai from Toronto, Ontario, and a very recent release of a Ukrainianized remake of the Beatles classic Revolution. And we're going to stay with remakes of Beatles classics. Up next is a contemporary twist on a very contemporary Ukrainian twist on John Lennon's Imagine, by a group called Black Makola, which is Black Handgun.
This is Stefan Andrusiak from Rushnechok, and you're listening to Nash Holos with host Paulette McQuarrie. дорогі слухачі, від всіх наших членів оркестру «Рушничок» великий привіт вам! Ви слухаєте радіопередачу «Наш голос».
Я називаюся Стефан Андрусяк, and this is part 29 of the series «Рушничок Stories». Random radio thoughts about Ukrainian life and some music we love. Today I'd like to welcome listeners in Alberta to our segment. My wife Larissa and I lived in Edmonton for 7 years back in the 1980s. Two of our children were born there, and friendships made are fondly remembered and cherished. Вітаю наших слухачів сьогодні в Нанаймо, Vancouver, Toronto, Montreal, Ottawa, і Edmonton. Let's take a minute to treasure the vastness of this great country, and with Quebec elections still fresh in our minds, may I ask you, how is it that people of very different heritages have managed to stay together? Our 150th anniversary as a country is on the horizon. I've lived and worked in Alberta, Ontario, Quebec, and in the Maritimes. In each part of this great land, citizens, I can attest, are proud and true to their heritages and their values while recognizing their overarching loyalty to Canada. Well, consider this song. It's actually an anthem. У 1880 році, 13 years after Confederation, according to the online source Wikipedia, the Lieutenant Governor of Quebec, Theodore Robitaille, was preparing for the annual Saint-Jean-Baptiste Day ceremony. І він передбачив проблему. Франкомовна громада в Квебеку католицького віровизнання не співала національний гімн у пошані протестантського короля Англії з великим ентузіазмом. What to do? He commissioned Calixte Lavallée to put music to a French-Canadian patriotic poem composed by poet and judge Sir Adolphe Basile Routhier. The song O Canada was born. But 59 years would pass before it officially became accepted. It took an act of parliament and a show of support from a very special man. For in that year, King George VI himself, while visiting Canada to dedicate a war memorial, stood at attention while O Canada was played. Only in 1967, our centennial year, 87 years after it was first heard, did it officially replace God Save the Queen. And here's something to remember by countries struggling with their own national identities. The French words and the English words to O Canada, well, they don't mean the same thing. Each language can find in this one anthem a bond with others, while taking ownership of its own meaning and sacred past. It is in this spirit of flexibility that I now present two versions of a very popular Ukrainian song. The first version was recorded by actor, television star Eddie Vanko. Eddie Vanko would become Father Eddie Vanko. Today, having served congregations in Manitoba and British Columbia, Father Edward is happily retired, living on BC's Salt Spring Island, and touring North America with one-man plays that he writes, performs, and sings. When you can, invite him to your community. I've done so twice. You won't regret it. Here's the song Marichka in all of its original glory. I play it now with Father Edward's kind permission. And get a pen and paper. I'll be back to give you Father Edward's website address and to play a different version of this Ukrainian classic.
Там живе Марічка, в хаті, що сховалась у зелений бір. Як
скотини виде на порозі стане, аж блищить красою щиру тінь ріки. А як усміхнеться, ще й з-під лома гляне, от скачи у воду, кажуть парубки. Не питайте, хлопці, чом я одинокий, берегом так пізно мовчазний ходжу. Та на тому воці загубив я спокій, а туди дороги я не нахожу. Та нехай сміється неспокійна річка, все одно на той бік у путі знайду. Чуєш чи не чуєш, чарівна річка, я до твого серця кладку прокладу. Серця кладку прокладу.
You can contact Father Edward through his website, fatheredward.com. All one word, fatheredward.com. We talked about our national anthem, one melody, two slightly different meanings. Flexibility isn't the only reason why Canada remains pliable yet strong, but perhaps it is a lesson we can share. Stay true to one purpose. Describe it with language that permits broad and welcoming ownership, and know that consensus does take time. And now here's that second version of the song Marichka I promised. Same words we heard in Father Edward's rendition, but recorded to a very different melody. It's from Rushnichok, Volume 1 on iTunes, Marichka.
Відця начесника, неспокійна річка, тулиться близенько до підніжжя гір. А на тому боці там живе Марічка, в хаті, що сховалась у зелений бір. А як з хати вийде й на порозі стане, аж блищить красою щиро тінь ріки. А як усміхнеться, ще й з-під лоба гляне, хоч скаче у воду, кажуть парубки. Не питайте, хлопці, чом я одинокий, берегом так пізно мовчазний ходжу. А на тому боці залишив я спокій, а туди дороги я не знаходжу. Та нехай сміється неспокійна річка, все одно на той бік я путі знайду. Чуєш чи не чуєш, чарівна Марічко, я до твого серця кладку прокладу. Не питайте, хлопці, чом я одинокий, берегом так пізно мовчазний ходжу. А на тому боці залишив я спокій, а туди дороги я не знаходжу. Та нехай сміється неспокійна річка, все одно на той бік я путі знайду. Чуєш чи не чуєш, чарівна Марічко, я до твого серця кладку прокладу. Чуєш
чуєш чи не чуєш, чаю на Марічко, я до твого серця хатку прокладу.
Україну, як сонце любіть, як вітер, і трави, і води. Годину щасливу і в радості мить, любіть у годину негоди. Любіть Україну у сні й наяву, вишневу свою Україну, красу її вічно живу і нову, і мову її солов'їну. Між братніх народів, мов садом рясним, сіяє вона над віками. Любіть Україну всім серцем своїм і всіми своїми ділами. Між братніх народів, мов садом рясним, сіяє вона над віками. Любіть Україну всім серцем своїм і всіми своїми ділами. Для нас вона в світі єдина, одна, в просторі, в солодкому чарі. Вона у зірках, і у вербах вона, і у кожному серця ударі. Юначе, хай буде для неї твій сміх, і сльози, і все до загину. Не можна любити народів других, коли ти не любиш в країну. Дівчино, як небо її голубе, люби її кожну хвилину. Кохане любить не захоче тебе, коли ти не любиш в країну. Любіть у труді, у ханні, в бою, як пісню, що лине зорею. Всім серцем любіть Україну свою, і вічні ми будемо з нею.
And an acoustic version of Ukraine's national anthem that I found on YouTube. Up next, also from YouTube, is a group from Ukraine, Taruta Band, and a song called People Unite. Єднайся, народе!
Yeah.
Here's what's coming up this week in Vancouver's Ukrainian community. On Wednesdays, catch Nash Holos Ukrainian Roots Radio broadcasting live from Nanaimo to North and Central Vancouver Island, the Gulf Islands, the Sunshine Coast, Washington State, and Greater Vancouver. Wednesdays from 12 to 1 p.m. on CHLY 101.7 FM, Radio Malaspina. Contact TV airs on multicultural channel Omni 1 and on channel 8 on Shaw Cable Sunday mornings at 8 a.m. with a repeat broadcast the following Monday at noon. If you have announcements or story ideas you'd like aired on Contact, please email them at studio@contact.ca. That's studio@contact.ca. And at 5 p.m. Sunday evening, slip your radio dial right back here to AM 1320 CHMB Vancouver and join me for another hour of fun here on Nash Holos Ukrainian Roots Radio. In between broadcasts, you'll find upcoming events, program information, audio archives, podcast feeds, and much more at www.nashholos.com. Ну, ми всі скінчили нашу програму. Вже час додому, ви сказати, до побачення. Але перед тим я хочу залишити вас такими словами мудрості. Більше голів, більше розуму. And our proverb of the week translates as, the more heads, the more wisdom. Well, that just about wraps it up for another edition of Nash Holos Ukrainian Roots Radio. So to take us home, we've got the Canadian Rhythm Masters and the Ivy Polka. I'm Pavlina Demchuk-McQuarrie on behalf of all of us here at Nash Holos and AM 1320. Thanks for listening and Dobranich!